Signs poke up from the ground, with symbols and letters all signifying order. How to move. Where to move. The metal shank and glossy paint mar the natural landscape of trees and rocks and otherwise open sky. The street signs, the power lines, the plastered and steel structures. It's not nature. Is it not nature? Are we not nature? Didn't we put those things there? And didn't we gather the materials from nature itself? Skyscrapers, smartphones, pain pills, contact lenses, shaggy carpet, chewing gum, car parts, blue jeans, plasticware. Doesn't everything that is find its origin in the earth itself, in the design in our minds? When did we draw such a sharp distinction between urban and rural? Is it because of how we define ourselves? Are we not nature? When do we get away from our identity as being part of nature, that is, of the natural order of this earth? We breathe its oxygen, we adhere to its natural laws, but we're born in bright boxes, and the first thing we see outside the darkness of the womb is artificial light, and the first breath we take is conditioned air. And then we are transferred to another bright box, where we permanently dwell, apart from visits to the outside. There are two worlds. Outside and inside. Inside, walls, doors, hallways, floors. Outside, raw, open, untouched by human hands. Have we forgotten that inside is made up of outside? The bright boxes, have we forgotten that we built them? After all, they are called buildings. These and all things created came from our hands and our brains. And if we are nature, then aren't all things nature? Maybe there is no separation, except for in our perception. Maybe the inside is outside, and maybe that's why when we are inside, we need windows to the outside, because we need to remember that we are nature.